London Fire Brigade hosted its annual safety event at Hampton Court Palace on Saturday to mark World Drowning Prevention Day. The aim of the event is to raise public awareness of the dangers of open water and to promote vital water safety messages ahead of the summer period. Throughout the day, firefighters demonstrated the use of throw lines. They also showcased specialist equipment used during water search and rescue incidents. And there was a live series of simulated rescue demonstrations on the Thames. Our reporter Izzy Trubshaw went along, and the first person she spoke to was Ben King, who is Deputy Assistant Commissioner of London Fire Brigade.
Can you tell me just a little bit about the purpose of today's event?
So today's event is a partnership event for us from London Fire Brigade and supporting agencies around water safety on the River Thames. So one of our key risks this time of year, beautiful hot weather, lots of people want to call off in the River Thames, and we're just trying to raise awareness of the hidden dangers that can lurk underneath the surface, the risks that can be presented from cold water shock and those sorts of things, to make sure that people understand how to enjoy the river safely.
And I think we've seen quite a big spike in water incidents over the last couple of years, especially with heat waves and the frequency of heat waves on the rise. How concerning is that trend for you, and what can we do to improve the situation?
Yeah, so it is a really concerning trend. We've seen a rise this year alone, 20% increase in water-related incidents since this time last year. And sadly, since the start of this year, we've seen at least 15 fatalities involved in incidents on the River Thames. And that's, you know, we talk about them as numbers, but each one of those is a person who's not come home to their family, not come home to their husbands, wives and partners. And we don't want anyone to experience that, obviously. So really, the message is, although the weather looks great, understand the dangers that are in the river and make sure you swim in designated water areas where possible. Make sure you follow the RNNI guidance on float to live if you do end up in difficulty. And we're also here today with safety equipment that we've installed along the River Thames, so throw lines to, if you do see someone in difficulty, how you can help them get themselves to safety.
And since you've been working in the brigade, what improvements have you seen and what challenges still remain?
So we've got a variety of equipment, is what I would say, and specialist capabilities. So on every fire engine in London, we've got throw lines and personal sanitation devices for the officers, so which means we can undertake a rescue even with the first resources to get on scene. We've got 10 specialist water rescue teams around London who attend these incidents to put boats into the river to get to people as quickly as possible. And we work effectively with partners such as the RNLI and the London Ambulance Services Hazardous Area Response Teams to make sure that all the agencies that attend can deploy safely and quickly to help people who are in distress. But I think the bit that needs to be done is the reason why we do events today. It's public awareness. So ultimately, I think we see a gap between, particularly in younger people, understanding the hazardous environment that is the River Thames. So we're not here to stop people enjoying it, we just want people to do it safely. So that's why we're doing events like this, is to raise awareness as much as we can.
Pete is from Puddle Ducks, which offers baby and toddler swim sessions across southwest London.
Can you tell me what the importance of today's event is for Puddle Ducks?
So Puddle Ducks is a nationwide swimming school. So we teach water safety as part of our lessons, and to come to an event like this where we have RNLI, Fire Brigade, Ambulance talking about safety around water, and from their perspective talking about what they do when people get into trouble, our perspective is, how do you not get into trouble? So we love to teach kids how to be safe around water, how to respect the water, and ultimately swim beautifully. But our lessons really try and focus on the elements of how to get yourself safe if you got yourself into trouble, but firstly, how would you not get into trouble in the first place? So that's why it's really important that we can come and talk to people, kind of give some water safety talks and explain what we do and how we do it.
So you give a lot of advice to children and also the swimming lessons, of course, but what advice would you give to the parents of those children who are letting the kids swim in open water?
So I think the first and foremost is to make sure that your children can swim and feel safe around water. Secondly, to be aware of what's going on around them, where is safe to swim, follow the guidance set out to make sure that where you're going into the water is a place that you should be going into the water, and ultimately to keep them with you at all times and to be responsible.
And what age do you think that kids should start learning about water safety, and how can we encourage that?
So we teach children from birth, primarily when they're much younger. Of course, you're teaching their parents about being safe around water and learning to love the water, but as our children get older, we really start to communicate with them and make them aware of some of the things that they need to be aware of, how to get into the water in terms of our lessons, the swimming pool safely, the correct way to get into the pool safely. And as we get into our older swim academy classes, so children 4+, we always start the lessons with a water safety question. And so those repetitions of those questions will really drill into the kids where it's safe. And some of the things that we ask them will be relevant to when they're in water outside of our swimming lessons. So when they go to a beach or when they go to another swimming pool, knowing things like where the deep water is and why they should or shouldn't go in that deep water. So yeah.
And for our listeners of Radio Jackie, where can parents or children find Puddle Ducks in the area?
Yeah, so we're Puddle Ducks South West London. We teach at a number of venues across South West London: Richmond, Twickenham, Battersea, Tooting, Hounslow, by Heathrow Airport as well. So we cover a large area of South West London.
Derry O'Toole is a paramedic with London Ambulance Service.
In recent weeks, you've seen a lot of heat waves, frequency of heat waves have risen. At the moment, we're in an amber warning heat wave. What has that impact had on the rise or increase in water-related incidents?
There's been quite a lot more of water-related stuff, mainly kids playing in water, people jumping into off bridges and stuff, which isn't necessarily the most sensible thing to do. There's a lot of underwater hazards and stuff that people don't know about that they can get sort of trapped or impaled on, which then causes a lot of injury and a lot more stress for us, the fire service, coming out and having to deal with those instances alongside all the heat related stuff that's going on elsewhere.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. What impact has that had on the stress of the ambulance service?
So even with all the sort of heat wave related stuff, you get a lot of heat wave related illnesses and injuries with just people with comorbidities that are unwell normally, and so the heat makes it a lot worse. We just get a lot busier during the heat waves, so having people put themselves into unnecessary danger and things like that just puts added pressure onto the service.
So then what is the importance of events like this in making people more aware of those challenges?
Giving people that awareness of the dangers of going into water helps maybe reduce the pressure on us, on the fire service, and sort of the healthcare in general. Stops people getting injured and stuff in and around water, and just helps relieve sort of the pressure on the NHS as a whole.
And last question, what one piece of advice would you give to someone, a member of the public, who's attending the event today?
If at all possible, stay away from the water unless you're wearing sort of the correct safety things. Although it looks really fun and cooling to actually get in the water, it's not the most sensible of things to do, so just try and stay away if you can.
Toby Robinson is a Team GB open water swimmer. He's keen that people learn how to swim confidently and safely.
We're here on World Drowning Prevention Day. It's a great day to spread the message about water safety. And I've swam in water my entire life. I've built my career swimming in open water. And even me, you know, the strong swimmer that I am, I always analyse what are the dangers where I'm swimming. And usually I'm swimming in an organised event. I'm not always swimming in an organised event. Sometimes I'm swimming on my own. I will always think about the water temperature. I would think about the debris that is under the water. I would think about potential currents. I would make sure that someone is with me in case I get into trouble. And that's me as a strong swimmer. So I don't want to discourage people from open water swimming, because on a summer like we're having, you know, swimming in the open water is one of the best things you can do to cool off. I absolutely love it. I go open water swimming all the time. But the message I want to get across is just that please do go open water swimming, but think about where you're doing it and make sure you're aware of the risks and how to mitigate those risks.
I think most people sort of grow up learning how to swim in a swimming pool.
Yes.
And then they sort of go into open water swimming and they assume it's exactly the same. What would be one piece of advice for a young child, let's say, who isn't necessarily going to think about the debris and all that, so someone aged like 7 to 15, what advice would you give to someone like them, open water swimming?
Well, I didn't start open water swimming until I was 20, 21. My main career was built in the pool, you know, and I came to open water swimming a little bit later. But I think the message is exactly what I've said, being aware of how different it is swimming open water, and don't do it for the first time on your own. You know, swim with your parents or you know, a big group of friends, so you're in a safe environment, yeah, and you are aware of what it's like. Open water, there's one big issue with open water: it can be cold. Most of the year in the UK we have cold water, and cold water shock is a massive risk, you know. But I do encourage people to open water swim, but do it in the safest manner you possibly can.
So I know you do a lot of advocating for example, water quality.
Yes.
You had a big impact on the Paris Olympics and making sure that the Seine was,
yeah,
had a good high water quality. What inspired all this advocacy in the first place?
Yeah, well, before the Olympics, I wasn't talking about water quality at all. I thought it was a fantastic initiative that the Paris Council basically put on, and the organising committee of the Games put on, to open up water spaces in our cities for yes, it was elite athletes, but after, you know, the public to swim in. And we can do that. I think we're going in the right direction. Water quality is still an issue in the UK and worldwide, but we're going in the right direction. And I want to open up these waterways to the public to make it available to swim in a safe manner, right? And London does that to a certain extent. I think we've got a long way to go, but we've got some great places to swim in London already. Ponds, lidos, you know. My job now is to try and open up as many spaces for people to swim. As the summers get hotter and hotter, I think that's really important.
So what visions do you have for the future of open water swimming in and around London?
Yeah, I mean, we have this great river going, you know, down the middle of our city, one of the most famous rivers in the world, the River Thames. Paris has managed to open up the River Seine for people to swim in. Amsterdam have opened up various parts of their canals to swim in. My vision, my long-term vision, is to have people swimming the Thames, and that to be a normal thing that people do. But I do want to not encourage people to do it outside of a safe environment, right? I want to do it in organised events. I want floating lidos in the Thames, which other cities do worldwide. This is the vision that I'm kind of moving along. The Thames isn't an industrial river anymore where shipping is going up and down constantly. It's time for, I think, the public to reclaim what the Thames can be and use it for recreation.
Perfect. Thanks, Toby, so much.
That's Radio Jackie's Izzy Trubshaw reporting from Hampton Court Palace on World Drowning Prevention Day.